Dow House was close to home for Foundation co-founder Talia Brewer, who lived less than a mile from it down a steep and winding road. Being a student of his plays, Talia was especially interested in O'Neill. She recalled standing through a performance of Strange Interlude on a snowy Saturday afternoon and evening in Brooklyn. She'd taken the subway to see the play and later shared, "How could I possibly forget O'Neill? This play was the most widely discussed of the 20th century at the time and was an unforgettable experience for me physically and mentally." Years later, this unforgettable experience would go on to fuel Talia's mission to save Dow House. Talia's son, Bill, recalled watching his mother seated before her manual typewriter at the kitchen table, typing letters to local officials, members of Congress, and theatrical greats, sharing that the house was subject for demolition for real estate growth and needed to be saved and revered as a great cultural landmark. Reflecting on its location in the Las Trompas Hills, Talia would poetically pen, "The panorama in ever-changing colors in sunlight and shadow, the limitless blue sky, the misty veils of lavender and blue and green overlaid with a silver haze that enshroud Mount Diablo slopes and peaks, the fields of wildflowers in the springtime, the golden waving grasses of summer, the storm clouds in winter with an occasional dusting of snow is breathtakingly beautiful." Talia mused, "There are those who believe that O'Neill might have lived out his life at Dow House if not for insurmountable obstacles that came with World War II, but O'Neill was forever looking beyond the horizon, so who really knows?"